Chapter 361. Undesirability of departing from or coming to a place stricken by an epidemic. Allah the Exalted says, "Wheresoever you may be, death will overtake you, even if you are in fortresses built up strong and high." 4:78. And do not throw yourselves into destruction. 2:195.
1791. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu set out for Ash-Sham, the region comprising Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, and Jordan. As he reached at Sarh, a town by the side of Hijaz, he came across the governor of Al-Ajnad, Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu, and his companions. They informed him that an epidemic had broken out in Syria. Ibn Abbas relates, Umar radiallahu anhu said to me, "Call to me the earliest muhajirun, emigrants." So I called them. He sought their advice and told them that an epidemic had broken out in Ash-Sham. There was a difference of opinion whether they should proceed further or retreat to their homes in such a situation. Some of them said, "You have set forth to fight the enemy, and therefore you should not go back." Whereas some of them said, "As you have along with you many eminent companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, we would not advise you to set forth to the place of the plague and thus expose them deliberately to a danger." Umar radiallahu anhu said, "You can now go away." He said, "Call to me the Ansar, the helpers." So I called them to him, and he consulted them, and they differed in their opinions as well. He said, "Now you may go." He again said, "Call the old, wise people of the Quraysh who had emigrated before the conquest of Makkah." I called them. Umar radiallahu anhu consulted them in this issue, and not even two persons among them differed in their opinions. They said, "We think that you should go back along with the people and do not take them to this scourge." Umar radiallahu anhu made an announcement to the people saying, "In the morning I intend to go back, and I want you to do the same." Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu said, "Are you going to run away from the divine decree?" Thereupon Umar radiallahu anhu said, "O Abu Ubaidah, had it been someone else to say this?" Umar radiallahu anhu did not like to differ with him. He said, "Yes, we are running from the divine decree to the divine decree. What do you think if you have camels and you happen to get down a valley having two sides, one of them covered with foliage and the other being barren? Will you not act according to the divine decree if you graze them in vegetative land? In case you graze them in the barren land, even then you will be doing so according to the divine decree." There happened to come Abdurrahman bin Auf, who had been absent for some of his needs. He said, "I have knowledge about it. I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, 'If you get wind of the outbreak of plague in a land, you should not enter it. But if it spreads in the land where you are, you should not depart from it.'" Thereupon, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu praised Allah and went back. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Ajnad stands for five regions of Syria: Palestine, Jordan, Damascus, Hims, and Qansarin. An-Nawawi. Umar radiallahu anhu praised Allah for the reason that his own ijtihad was in accordance with the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The opinion given by the groups of Ansar and Muhajirun before this ijtihad was also based on some principles of Sharia. Those who had advised not to return had evinced submission to the will of Allah and their absolute trust in him. And the other group, which had preferred the way of precaution, had suggested to avoid any such action which could prove harmful. Although such precautionary measures could not save them from the divine decree, they decided to take all possible precautions because this is what is ordained by Allah. In fact, this was the basis of ijtihad made by Umar, the veracity of which was proved by the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This hadith confirmed the point of view of Imam an-Nawawi. Thus, this hadith highlights the following four important points. 1. The test of validity of any decision is its correspondence with Sharia. 2. The desirability of mutual consultation. 3. The power of the Imam to depart from the advice of the consultative body. 4. The responsibility of the Imam to make every possible effort for the security of his subjects. 1792. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'If you get wind of the outbreak of plague in a land, do not enter it. And if it breaks out in a land in which you are, do not leave it.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim.